the Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, the big savings bank for all New York, a member of the FDIC.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program. Here is Lou Wood.
Eight companies of soldiers from the U.S. 9th Infantry Division closed a ring around a Viet Cong battalion in the Mekong Delta late today. Then artillery and airstrikes were called in on the center of the encircled force. Field reports said at least 31 of the enemy had been killed when darkness fell in Vietnam. Enemy terror attacks continued in Saigon. Viet Cong guerrillas infiltrating the capital's predominantly Chinese section of Cholon killed 11 persons and wounded 79 in a series of bombings and rocket raids. An accidental fire broke out only 5 blocks from the residence of U.S. Ambassador Ellsworth Bunker in Saigon today and raged through about 100 homes before being brought under control. The ambassador's home was not damaged. There are new hints that North Korea may release the 82-man crew of the captured U.S. intelligence ship Pueblo. One authoritative source said negotiators had reached an agreement and the men would be set free on Monday to coincide with the 20th anniversary of the founding of North Korea. It was also learned that a hospital ward had been prepared at a military base 20 miles west of Seoul, and 4 military buses and 4 ambulances were standing by at Panmunjom in expectation of the crew's release. Diplomatic sources in Prague say Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Vasily Kuznetsov has laid down the law to Czech Communist Party leader Alexander Dubček. Although no official details of the talks were given, the sources say the Soviet emissary told Dubček to rid the country of counter-revolutionaries or face a longer military occupation. More news after this from Chrysler.
This is Bob Hope talking to you about a special service from Chrysler Corporation. It's called Customer Care, and it does for your car what Medicare does for folks. It's a great way to help your new car stay healthy. You know, when I started driving, all you needed for Customer Care was a place to water the horse. But today, it takes a whole lot more to keep the family chariot running and a customer happy. But some dealers don't know it. To some, service just means a fresh coat of grease on your steering wheel. If you've been playing around with this kind of handicap, it's time you joined another club. Take a trip to your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers and watch the real pros in action. Here everything goes as smooth as a 200-yard tee shot with parts and service that go together like a fine set of match clubs. They have express service for the minor aches so you can play through without waiting around. And in many places, real clubhouse comfort while you wait. Drop in soon at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers and try Customer Care. Tell them old Hardtop sent you.
Once again, Lou Wood.
While Vice President Humphrey continues to take a final weekend rest at his Minnesota home before starting his presidential campaign next week, his rival, Richard Nixon, is touring the Southwest. A report from Richard Valeriani, NBC News, Oklahoma City.
Richard Nixon and Senator Edward Brooke of Massachusetts sought today to minimize any differences between them on the conduct of the campaign. Brooke has been traveling with a Republican presidential nominee on his first campaign trip across the country. Brooke called a news conference after reports appeared that he was unhappy about some of Nixon's campaign attitudes, including the candidate's criticism of recent Supreme Court decisions. Brooke said this.
Naturally, we're going to differ on some issues. I have a constituency of my own. I have a voting record of my own. And Richard Nixon has his platform on which he's running. There is room in the Republican Party for disagreement and still support.
Senator Brooke, later, aboard his plane, Nixon issued a statement saying, the differences are not significant. Senator Brooke is a very fine lawyer, and I'm a lawyer, and we differ with regard to the Supreme Court decision. But he agrees with me that we need a new approach to the problem of law enforcement, more effective than it has been previously. Richard Valeriani, NBC News, with the Nixon campaign in Oklahoma City.
American Independent Party presidential candidate George Wallace is suffering a slight virus infection and intends to leave his vacation spot in Miami Beach to return to Montgomery, Alabama. Wallace still will not comment on reports that he has selected former Kentucky Governor Happy Chandler as his running mate. The controversy over the nomination of Abe Fortas as Chief Justice of the United States continued today. Senator Gordon Aylott, Republican of Colorado, who is among those that are against the nomination, plans to tell the Senate Monday that Fortas helped draft legislation for President Johnson while he served as an Associate Justice on the High Court. Aylott says that that is a breach of the constitutional separation of powers. South Africa's Dr. Christian Barnard, who performed the world's first known heart transplant operation, is reported to be conducting another. Sources in Cape Town say Barnard's surgical team began transplanting the heart of a 32-year-old African woman into a white man, 52-year-old Petrus Smith. The woman donor was in her 8th month of pregnancy when she died of a brain hemorrhage. The fate of the unborn child was not disclosed. Portuguese Premier Antonio Salazar is reported to be in an uncertain condition following a brain operation early today in Lisbon. Again, the hour's top story. U.S. infantrymen reported killing 31 Viet Cong enemy soldiers as they closed a ring around the enemy battalion in the Mekong Delta, then called in airstrikes and artillery fire. Lou Wood, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour for NBC Monitor News. This is Monitor 68, with music written by a very talented young man named Jimmy Webb, who will be the subject of the first Now show on NBC Radio beginning this coming Monday afternoon. Here's Russ David with Jimmy Webb's MacArthur Park.
Thank you.
Mendez with The Fool on the Hill. Coast to coast, you're traveling with Monitor.
That's impossible. It'll never
work. Well, I know.
Why don't you look where you're going?
God, it'll
yes, you do it.
What's the matter with you?
That day, I'm Gene Rayburn with a sure way to save it. Just unwind, relax, refresh, and enjoy the mellow flavor of Richard's Wild Irish Rose Wine. The perfect end to an imperfect day. Richard's Wild Irish Rose, pure grape wine made by Canandaigua Industries, Canandaigua, New York.
Next, on the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
The only close fight on the floor of the recent Chicago convention emerged naturally from the key issue of our days, how to get out of the war in Vietnam with honor. In the end, the Democrats adopted a Vietnam plank very much like the war plank the GOP approved of at Miami Beach, with little or no acrimony down there. I'll be back with some comparisons after this. Getting the kids ready to go back to school, clothes, shoes, books, paper, lots of things. One important thing you should not overlook is student accident insurance, and here's why.
Thousands of public and parochial schools across the country are offering Mutual of Omaha's student accident insurance. You need it to protect your family's budget from today's high costs of hospital and medical treatment if your child has a school-time accident. Mutual of Omaha's student accident insurance can pay in addition to any other family health insurance you may have. The cost is only a few cents a day. Your children are protected at school, going to and from school, at school-sponsored or authorized activities for the whole school year. These Mutual of Omaha plans can pay up to $5,000 to cover medical, surgical, hospital expenses, even dental expenses caused by an accident. Ask your child for the application form he'll bring home from school. The enrollment time is now. Student Accident Insurance, another service from Mutual of Omaha. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
The American voter who will want to give his ballot to the nominee best equipped to stop the shooting in Vietnam will have to have particularly good eyes when and if he gets around to studying the rival platform planks in that respect. They read a lot alike. Some passages would almost suggest they were the work of the same author. For example, the GOP plank on which Dick Nixon will run says, and I quote, "We will sincerely and vigorously pursue peace negotiations as long as they offer any reasonable prospect for a just peace." The plank Hubert Humphrey is pledged to support says, "We strongly support the Paris peace talks." The Republicans have promised, and I quote, "a strategy permitting a progressive de-Americanization of the war. We will pursue a course that will enable and induce the South Vietnamese to assume increasing responsibility," unquote. The Democrats urge that we escalate the training of South Vietnamese troops and give them better weapons, quote, "so that South Vietnam can defend its own country, and thus we can carry out cutbacks of U.S. military involvement as the South Vietnamese forces take over," unquote. Now, as to how to get out of Vietnam, the GOP plank states that it stands for, and I quote again, "neither peace at any price nor camouflaged surrender of legitimate U.S. or allied interests, but a positive program that will offer a fair and equitable settlement to all based on the principle of self-determination." The Democrats' plank reads, "end the war by an honorable and lasting settlement which respects the rights of all the peoples of Vietnam." The future role of the United States in wars of this nature? Well, the Republicans at Miami Beach voted, "We do not intend to conduct foreign policy in such a manner as to make the United States a world policeman." The Democrats at Chicago, the fun city, swore, "resist the temptation to try to mold the world or any part of it in our image or to become the self-appointed policeman of the world." You pays your money and you takes your choice. There were many rumors among the delegates that Humphrey secretly hoped that the Chicago Convention would adopt the so-called Dove's Plank proposed by Senators McCarthy and McGovern and rousingly endorsed by about 40% of the delegates. It would have cut him loose from the Johnson administration's tough policy. We'll never know. This is Bob Considine for Monitor, and now this final word from Mutual of Omaha.
Yes.
Most Mutual of Omaha policy owners are paid within 24 to 48 hours after they apply for benefits. When an independent research company asked, "Are you satisfied with Mutual of Omaha's overall service?" of the thousands of policy owners replying, 97% said yes.
Mutual of Omaha pays fast.
Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be heard again tomorrow. Brought to you by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. You're on the monitor beacon.
Are you unemployed, an executive, over 40, and never have heard of the 40-plus club? Then we urge you to investigate 40-plus, a nonprofit group specializing in helping men like you to relocate. Call 40-plus today. The number is 233-6086.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. You're the kind of reminder we need. You have humility, nobility, and a sense of honor that are very rare indeed. Boom! You're a good man, Charlie Brown. And we know you will go very far. Yes, it's hard to believe, from a frightened to the sea. What a good man!
Thank you very much, Masses. Now, don't take the word of the masses. Make up your own mind on whether or not Charlie Brown's a good man, all right? You join me Monday from 3 until 7 o'clock. We'll be with you every weekday afternoon on WNBC Radio 66 New York. Charlie Brown, be here.
WNBC Radio 66 New York.
At 17 minutes after the hour, this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor 68. We've got another report on the World Series of Golf coming up shortly. But first, let's hear from the old pro of the 19th hole, Dean Martin, as he sings April Again. America's best-known, largest-selling hard rubber comb brings you another report on the action taking place at the World Series of Golf in Akron, Ohio. But first, here's a word about Ace Combs, the best comb you can buy. Say, chances are that the majority of the men listening to our program use an Ace comb. The majority of all men do. Look, life has enough problems without worrying about pulling your hair out by the roots every time you try to comb it. Man, that hurts. The teeth of Ace combs are individually cut and polished, and that makes a difference because there's never the sharp edges that you're likely to find in molded plastic combs, so Ace combs can't pull your hair or scratch your scalp. Ace combs are made of hard rubber, and that makes a difference. Hard rubber is tough and resilient, so it is really lasting, durable, and able to take a beating. Now, if you ask the men you're with right now to pull out their combs, you're likely to find that more than half of them are ace combs. If yours isn't, make sure your next one is. For the latest on the World Series of Golf, we switch now to the Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio.
Thank you, Joe. This is Jim Simpson along with Pat Hernan and our guest, Arnold Palmer. Arnold, as they turn nine, these four contestants in the World Series of Golf, Gold Beach, Rivino, Player, and Boris, they are all over par. I know it's a difficult course, but is it that difficult a course today?
Well, Jim, the boys seem to be having just a little trouble, actually. The course is in excellent condition. It's a perfect day. Now, the golf course is playing long, and none of these fellows are particularly long, although they're amply long to play the course. I think it's just probably a set of circumstances, which one of which is the fact that the course is wet and playing a little longer than usual.
Well, Pat Hernan will have the scores in a moment, but Goldie only drew within shouting distance by getting an eagle on number 10. As we come to these closing holes, many of which are long, against the wind, with the wind, uphill, downhill, and that monster 16th, does the remainder of this course today favor any one of the four?
I wouldn't think so in this situation, Jim. I think the any one of them could finish well or have trouble on these finishing holes, but to favor one, I would say no.
What about for Gary Player on the 16th? It's 625 yards. Does that cut him down to size a little bit, or can he handle that?
Oh, he can handle it as well. As a matter of fact, he may be the long hitter in this group today.
All right, Arnold Palmer, thank you very much for our comments. Now let us get down to the specifics of what is going on in this first round of the World Series of Golf with the first prize of $50,000. Here's Pat Hernan.
Right, Jim, and we might mention that par is 35 on the front nine here at Firestone. Bob Golby had 40. He was 5 over par at the turn. Then he picked up that eagle, a beautiful 2, on the 10th hole. He is now 3 strokes over par. Trevino, Player, and Boris all had 37s on the front nine and parred the 10th hole. So they are 2 strokes over par. So only one stroke separates all four of these players at the present time. This hasn't been a spot that the fellows have been taking apart at all today. We have had, in addition to that eagle, only one birdie. Lee Trevino birdied the second hole. And we have had a total of 13 bogeys, so you can see the way things are going. They are moving out towards the 12th hole right now, up towards that 12th green. We've had a beautiful day here, but as Arnold mentioned, we have had rain on Wednesday and Thursday night. And yesterday, there was a terrific wind, and it was a crosswind. It wasn't coming towards the players or behind them. It was a crosswind. It made it tough. And all four of the players in their practice round yesterday were well over par. Julius Boros was 4 over. I think Lee Trevino with 2 over was as close as anyone came to it, and he said, I have never played this course when it has been as windy as this. And Gary Player said that he had never had this type of wind at Firestone before. Once again, at the present time, Lee Trevino, Gary Player, and Julius Boros are 2 over par. Bob Golby is 3 over par as we are through 10 holes here in the World Series of Golf. This is Pat Hernan for Monitor Sports.
On a golf course, an ace means a hole-in-one. Well, here's another meaning for ace that applies everywhere. It means the best combs in the world. Ace combs are hard rubber, tough and resilient. Each tooth is cut, shaped, and polished to a smooth luster without the ridges that plastic teeth have that catch your hair and scratch your scalp. If you're using an ordinary no-name comb, it might be pulling the hair right out of your head. Get an ace. Our Lady Ace today. Ace Combs, America's largest selling hard rubber comb, will bring you another report later today on the action in the World Series of Golf in Akron. Again, Monitor Music, and here's Kay Stevens with a number called The Grass Will Sing For You. And I wonder if the author ever met that other songwriter who talks to trees.
I feel them quiver. Every time I hold you in my arms, you seem to shiver. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's flesh and blood that we're made of. Trust in me. Baby, won't you cry? Yeah. without him crying. Are those tears of joy, or do you really think I'm lying? I'll give you love.
Distinctive, hearty, and always deep down good. Miller High Life is brewed in that great tradition where quality comes first. Next time, ask for Miller. Taste the reason people everywhere are saying Miller makes it right.
People on the go, more than ever seem to know.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Without Love, the two piano team of Ferranti and Teicher.
Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful javelin?
I'm afraid I can't tell you.
You're kidding. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Well, let me explain. Only the price of this specially equipped javelin is a secret. If you guess it, you can win a javelin free. It's all part of the American Motors Dealers Smart Buyers Convention, where you can now save a ton of money on any American Motors car.
I think I love you.
Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. This is Monitor 68, first with the latest on the weekend scene from coast to coast. If you're located in the area, on station WOKE. We'll be pausing shortly for a word from the NBC affiliate nearest you, and then we'll be back.
What NBC News is to the nation, WNBC News is to New York. Worldwide or citywide, our coverage is complete. For in-depth analysis, comprehensive coverage, and the latest details of New York news, New Yorkers turn to WNBC Radio 66, New York.
Who's the best informed man on radio? Brad Crandall. Just ask him on WNBC Radio 66, New York.
This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News. It's 4:30, 81 degrees in New York and sunny. The UFT voted last night to walk out if the long simmering dispute in Brooklyn's Ocean Hill-Brownsville school district is not resolved. One board member, the Reverend Milton Galamison, said today he is cautiously optimistic about a settlement, but UFT President Albert Shanker took the opposite view. The board met in closed session today and will hold a public meeting tonight. The dispute centers on the Brooklyn District's refusal to reinstate 10 teachers it fired last spring. Unless it does, The 47,000-member union says it will go out on a citywide strike. The New York State Peace and Freedom Party last night nominated former city welfare workers union leader Judith Mage as its vice presidential candidate. The party's presidential candidate is Eldridge Cleaver, Minister of Information for the Black Panthers, a militant Negro group. Five persons were wounded by gunfire this morning, two of them critically during a shootout on an East Harlem street. Police say the incident took place during an argument between a building superintendent and a resident of the building. The superintendent, a woman, has been charged with attempted murder. A Negro woman was stabbed to death this afternoon while sitting in Stuyvesant Park, 15th Street and 2nd Avenue. According to police, the assailant was also a Negro woman about 35 or 40 years old. She escaped before police arrived. The murder weapon was not discovered. One man was killed and eight other persons injured this morning when fire raced through a five-story tenement on Willis Avenue in the Bronx. Cause of the blaze is under investigation. City Council Majority Leader David Ross is expected to receive bipartisan support today for nomination to the state Supreme Court. Ross will join Council President Frank O'Connor and Brooklyn DA Aaron Kuda, who got similar backing for the court bench yesterday. The weather, sunny and warm, seasonable temperatures through this evening. Present temperature 81 degrees, pollen count is 9. This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News.
Joe Garagiola for Monitor 68. In this half hour, Chet Huntley will survey another aspect of the American political scene 68. Meantime, monitor music. Here's Ole Jose and the Golden Leaves with Limbo 68. Next, monitors ring around the world, a weekend series of close-ups of people and events in this country and abroad. Brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest insurance company. In 1 minute, a look at the continuing turmoil and tension in Czechoslovakia. Right after this word from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. Boy, I like science fiction movies. Just last night, I stayed up to see one on the Late, Late, Late Show. It was beautiful. It was called The Creature That Romped and Stomped and Crushed and Brained and Ate Tucum Carry, New Mexico. Man, that was a great flick. But it made me wonder about something. I started wondering what my State Farm agent would say if I told him that a monster was ravaging my property. So I called him. I said, hey, State Farm, what would you say if I told you that a dinosaur was sitting on my garage and that a giant spider just tore up my tulip bed? Would you give me the quick claim service that State Farm Fire and Casualty is famous for? Would you go on giving me those famous low State Farm rates? What's your advice? He said, take 2 aspirins and call me in the morning.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Now, here's Cy Perlman, NBC News, Prague.
When Czechoslovakia's top leaders went to Moscow to bargain for the withdrawal of 500,000 Warsaw Pact troops that had invaded their country, Kremlin chiefs reportedly agreed to pull out the occupation forces when life here returned to normal. Communist chief Alexander Dubček, President Ludwig Svoboda, and Premier Oldřich Černík came back to Prague and called for support for the normalization policy. So far, this has meant the reinstitution of censorship of the press, radio, and television, the outlawing of all political groups outside the communist-dominated National Front, an end to clandestine broadcasts and underground newspapers, and the removal of all signs and slogans attacking the Soviet invasion. But the Russians' troops are still in the Czechoslovak capital and other cities, and there are growing doubts here that the Kremlin will ever be satisfied enough to end the occupation. The Soviet press continues to find alleged counter-revolutionaries and reactionaries hiding behind every Czechoslovak lamppost, and Moscow appears to be increasing its pressure on Dubček and his progressive supporters to scuttle their democratization policies or face the possibility of the Russians installing a harsh military government. The Kremlin seems to have given up on its plans to form a puppet government here, mainly because it cannot find enough Czechoslovaks to be pulled by Soviet strings. But some observers here believe the Russians are still trying to destroy Czechoslovak unity by forcing Dubček, one of the most popular leaders this country has ever had, to destroy his own reform program. There is also a feeling that Dubček is fighting back by keeping most of his followers in high positions and by indicating that he's only following his present conservative course because Russian troops occupy the country. One thing is certain, however, the pressure here is increasing and Czechoslovak-Soviet relations are headed for even stormier days. Cy Perlman, NBC News, Prague.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad.
Hi, this is Billy Taylor, talking about Coal Power detergent. Coal Power gets out the worst kind of dirt in cold water, picks up colors, brightens whites, too. And of course, cold water washing with Coal Power won't shrink your clothes the way hot water can. Try Coal Power powder. Gets out the worst kind of dirt in cold water. Germ-proof, too.
Wipe the kitchen sink. Wipe the kitchen sink. Let Ajax do it. Let Ajax do it.
Nothing beats Ajax Blue Cleanser for getting stains out of kitchen sinks. And Ajax Blue does more. It keeps on going to whiten and whiten. Gives you what you really want. A real white sink.
White not kitchen sink.
For a white sink, think blue. Ajax Blue Cleanser.
And now, that well-known singer, Tiny Tim, with more monitor music. We use the term music to protect the innocent.
The world around, we'll all be bound for those rockabye days when memories fray down rock. walk my way. Oh, give me yesterday now. Let me play around that old cabin door.
Bring back those rockabye baby days, featuring Tiny Tim and his electric hair curler. Hey, now a listening reminder, this coming Monday, September 9th, NBC Radio will present a new 5-minute Monday through Friday series called Now, with up-tempo music, interviews with pace setters, and a look at what's happening in the weekday world. Be sure to listen to Now, beginning this coming Monday afternoon on NBC Radio. This is Joe Garagiola, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Here's a notice of interest to employers in metropolitan New Jersey. There's a new way for you to help your business and your community. The National Alliance of Businessmen is striving to find seasonal and part-time jobs for 2,800 disadvantaged school-age youngsters and permanent jobs for 2,000 disadvantaged adults, mature people who want a chance to hold a job. You can give them that chance, and the federal government will help you defray the extra cost of preparing them for that job. If you have an opening or if you can make an opening, contact the NAB Job Center. The telephone number in Newark is 648-3555. In the New Brunswick area, the number is 524-6637.
WNBC, Radio 66.
Joe Garagiola here, continuing with Monitor 68. Now here's a monitor tip for our travelers. After you unpack your suitcase, you can save a pressing job by hanging a dampened Turkish towel in the closet along with your wrinkled suits or dresses. And close the closet door to keep in the moisture, and the wrinkles will come out of your clothes in a couple of hours. Right now, here's Indiana Lieutenant Governor Robert L. Rock with an important message.
A warm Hoosier welcome awaits you in Indiana, the state of surprises. To help you plan an autumn holiday, we have prepared a bag of surprises with colorful folders, a calendar of events, and guidebooks in a handy tote bag. So to receive yours, send a postcard to Fall Holidays, State House, in Annapolis, Indiana. That's Fall Holidays, State House, in Annapolis, Indiana.
Once again, Monitor Music, and I want you to listen to the pronunciation because it's Petula Clark with her latest Kafatula Petula, which I presume is something risque in French.
Mon ancêtre Mortimer Peabody, qui a fait 100 ans de guerre du côté anglais, est un fantôme féroce qui ne me pardonne pas d'avoir choisi pour maison un mari sans toi.
I don't understand. Could bet you love it.
Mon ancêtre Mortimer, Mortimer Peabody, a perdu une autre guerre contre les Français. Il s'est si bien.
Petula Petula by Petula Clark. One out of two's not bad. That record's been released in Europe, but in this country it hasn't been released. It's a Monitor exclusive. Next, American Political Scene 68, brought to you by American Motors, makers of the 1968 Ambassador, Rebel, Rambler, and the new Javelin. In 1 minute, a discussion on the future of political nominating conventions.
Oh, what a beautiful javelin. Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful javelin?
I can't tell you.
Well, I thought you worked here.
I do. I'm an American Motors dealer. But I'm afraid I can't reveal the price.
Well, I never heard of such a thing. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Oh, we do ordinarily. But during our Smart Buyers Convention, we're keeping the price of this specially equipped javelin a secret.
You are?
Yes. But if you can guess the mystery price, you can win a javelin free.
Ooh, I just love mysteries.
And everyone who visits his American Motors dealer gets something free during our Smart Buyers Convention.
I love conventions.
We're giving away convention and election guides.
Ooh, I just love guides.
Of course, you can save a ton of money on any American Motors car during this summer sale.
We love sales and cars. It's summer. And you.
You may win a javelin at your American Motors dealer. Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible, nothing to buy. Void where prohibited. The recent nominating conventions in Miami Beach and Chicago have once again raised the question of whether or not conventions should be held at all in this age of rapid communication. For a look at this question, here's Chet Huntley.
Apparently they really mean it, the politicians, that is. As the Congress returned unwillingly to its labors last week, there was sharp debate in both House and Senate on the need for changes in our system of nominating presidents. That much the now famous, or perhaps infamous, Democratic Convention may have done. It may have ended the archaic system of choosing presidential and vice presidential candidates. Hopefully, if the senators in Congress really mean it, and if they are not just indulging in a spasm of late summer complaining, they will get themselves a committee or a commission to recommend new machinery. The Congress and the people could go off the deep end in undertaking a set of reforms, putting us all over our heads and in new difficulties. A national presidential and vice presidential primary is frequently mentioned. It has some obvious attractiveness. It would certainly reflect the will and the mood and the choice of the people, which the present convention system frequently ignores blatantly. But there are questions raised by the prospect of the national primary. Who would determine the names to appear on the primary ballots? Or would it be a kind of national public opinion poll in which everyone from Frank Sinatra to the presidential incumbent might be a potential candidate? Would we vote separately for president and vice president? Presumably, no crossing over would be permitted. Would independents be permitted to vote in a primary, or would they be disenfranchised? And then, what about future political party conventions? It would seem that a political party has to hold a convention now and then, And perhaps with its nominating function removed, it could or should be held every 2 years or even annually. It would still have to draw up its platform in an election year and alter its rules to permit for orderly change and adaptation to changing circumstances. With the party convention denuded of its most spectacular function, the nomination of candidates, would it attract enough attention to continue as the great showcase for future leadership? How would the nation get to know its rising young political leaders? And very important, who would pay for any campaigning prior to a national primary? Or would campaigning be prohibited? So there are drawbacks to a national primary, and perhaps we might think instead of genuine democratic machinery, either at the level of the county or congressional district, by which delegates to nominating conventions might be selected. Chet Huntley, NBC News.
American Political Scene 68 will be heard throughout the weekend and in the weekends ahead on Monitor. Eddie Haywood collaborating with Hugo Winterhalter. When you're buying a house, it deserves a lot of thought. You open cabinets, you look in closets, you go up in the attic, and you ask many questions. After all, this may be the biggest single investment you'll ever make. I suggest that when you're snooping around, you be sure to take a good look at the floors. Now, these days, some houses are being offered with the carpet installed. If you're looking at such a house, ask what's under the wall-to-wall. If it's a good, solid oak floor. Well, if it is, that's fine. But if there's nothing but bare concrete or other subfloor, watch out. When that carpet has to be replaced, can you afford the expense? Or say you want to sell your house. What will damaged or worn out carpeting do to the resale value if there's no permanent floor underneath? With solid oak floors, you're in good shape. They'll last the life of your house, retain their beauty and their value. When you make that big decision on buying a new house, don't compromise on quality. Insist on oak floors. This message is brought to you by the Oak Flooring Institute. You're tuned to Monitor 68, and I'm your host, Joe Garagiola, reminding you that NBC News on the Hour is just ahead.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone. Just stay tuned.
Yay, hooray!
about the school? Tell me what's so great about school.
Lunchtime. That's when my mom takes me to Wetson's for lunch. My mom treats me to a different Wetson's food every day.
Gee, do you think your mom can use an extra kid?
Get your free school book covers while supply lasts at any Wetson's. In Pine Brook, New Jersey, there's a Wetson's on Route 46 at the Hook Mountain Road traffic light. In Levittown, Long Island, a Wetson's is located at 3946 Hempstead Turnpike. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book. You may look, but you mustn't touch. That's the story behind the New York State Museum's exhibit of poisonous plants. The display is aimed at educating people to recognize poison ivy and poison sumac plants, which grow wild in New York State. No one is completely immune to poison ivy or poison sumac, and the best remedy is to know the plants and keep away from them all seasons. If you're near Albany, see the poisonous plants exhibit at the New York State Museum. WNBC New York at 5 o'clock.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Here's Jim Lindsay.
A Czech television report today charged that because of terrorist activities, Soviet troops were forced to return to some Czech cities and villages from which they had been withdrawn.